Idaho governor signs bill defending children from sex change attempts. By Spencer Lindquist on April 6, 2023. Idaho Governor Brad Little, R., signed legislation this week defending children from medical interventions that seek to modify their sex. The Vulnerable Children Protection Act, which was recently signed into law by Governor Little, prohibits the use of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones on minors suffering from gender dysphoria. The legislation also defends children from sex change operations. The law will go into effect on January 1, 2024. Doctors who prescribe puberty blockers or hormones to minors could be charged with a felony and face up to 10 years in prison. In signing this bill, I recognize our society plays a role in protecting minors from surgeries or treatments that can irreversibly damage their healthy bodies. However, as policymakers, we should take great caution whenever we consider allowing the government to interfere with loving parents and their decisions about what is best for their children, Little stated in a letter. Terry Schilling, the president of the American Principles Project, lauded the governor's decision to sign the legislation, remarking, "It is encouraging to see lawmakers nationwide taking action to protect children from the predatory transgender industry. The vast majority of Americans recognize that children are too young to consent to these procedures, which will have permanent, potentially destructive consequences for their long-term health. It is a massive scandal that such treatments are being offered at all, and legislators are fully justified in putting a stop to it. We thank Governor Little and the Idaho legislature for stepping up to protect their state's families and kids. And we look forward to seeing more states join them in the weeks ahead," he also remarked. The legislation comes as a number of different states have taken action to defend children from transgender medical interventions and gender ideology. In Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee recently signed legislation banning the use of sex change operations, cross-sex hormone treatment, and puberty blockers on minors. He also signed legislation banning drag performances on public property and in the presence of children. Wyoming recently banned men from women's sports. In Idaho, Little also signed legislation barring men from using women's restrooms at schools. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, a Democrat, vetoed legislation to defend children from transgender medical interventions, but his veto was overruled by the state legislature. Meanwhile, in Missouri, Attorney General Andrew Bailey, R., issued an emergency regulation on medical interventions, including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex change operations, that seek to change a patient's sex. He also established a hotline where members of the public can report the use of so-called gender-affirming care on minors. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.